Thank you for calling Therapy Well. George speaking.
Hi, Georgia. My name's Julie Valino. I'm just inquiring about an appointment with perhaps Brooke. A friend of mine recommended her.
At the moment, Brooke does unfortunately have quite an extensive wait list. Were you after, like, psychotherapy appointments?
I don't know what that means, but I've just sort of been suggested I'm depressed, so I just thought perhaps I could work through some stuff with someone.
We've got books for psychotherapists. We also have our psychologist who would be able to support you with that. Brooke at the moment does have quite a long wait list because she's cutting her hours back shortly. Would you mind if we look at some of the other practitioners that we have?
I suppose, just that I've been to someone in the past and then sort of never really worked for me, and when my friend suggested Brooke, I get along with, you know, my friend, sort of, we both have the same sort of thinking, and I thought, oh, well, maybe, she said, oh, she's really good. What sort of waiting list is the list? Is how long is it?
At the moment, I think it's 8 to 12 months, so it is quite long, unfortunately.
Okay. All right.
I would be able to, I could put you on that wait list if you would like.
I could try the other person. You just got one other person.
We have a couple of other, so we've got a couple of psychologists. Brooke practices from Auchenflower though, so I would assume that you'd probably prefer
I'm at Cinnamon Park, so Auchenflower is probably the closest.
So we have a couple of other psychologists. Emily at Auchenflower would probably be the best option.
Okay. So she's not on your, there's no profile of her on your webpage?
No, there should be. Emily Scanlon.
This is Sabrina. Well, anyway, I'm sure that in your practice you all have the same sort of, what my friend was saying, she sort of, Brooke works through different sort of scenarios and what works, you know, what has worked, but she was so good in, you know, keeping at trying to work out. So I'm assuming that everyone probably has the same way or is to work through things. Would that be correct?
Well, it would just depend on the way that you would like to work through things. So if you think that the way that Brooke does things, the way that your friend said Brooke does things, you could express that to Emily during the intake session and let her know, you know, this is kind of how I would like our sessions to go. And we do just generally have a lot of our practitioners just generally, like, we'll work with each other and do supervision together and all that kind of stuff.
I should try someone, yeah.
Yeah, and if you think after the intake session that it's not working out for you, we can put you on Brooke's wait list.
Okay.
You know, there's no pressure to stay if you don't think it's working for you.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. I might grab some details then so we can start the process of getting you booked in with Emily. I'm just going to grab down your phone number. Is the number you're calling from your best contact number?
Yep. Have you got it there? 0412?
Yeah. 932-963. And could I grab your full name?
Julie, J-U-L-I-E, Valino, V for Victor, A-L-L-I-N-O.
And could I grab your date of birth as well?
3rd of the 9th, 1963.
And could I grab an email address as well?
It's K for Kevin, J for Julie, Valino, V-A-L-L-I-N-O, @bigpond.com.
And how often were you thinking you'd like to have appointments? So what we do is we have the first appointment is a 90-minute intake, and then from there we book in 60-minute appointments. were you just wanting to book in the 90-minute intake, see how that goes before we look at any other appointments or anything like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming it. Well, you want to book them in so that they're there. Is that sort of what you're suggesting?
We can do that, but cool. With Emily's calendar at the moment, I wouldn't be too worried about having to book a bunch in advance just to make sure you don't lose your spot. We would definitely be able to have the intake and then be able to book you in some subsequent appointments without you having to wait or anything
like that.
Yeah. So just having a look at Emily's calendar, the first availability she'd have for a 90-minute intake would be Tuesday next week. Would you be available?
I'm going on holidays on Sunday, so I'll have to do it when I come back now.
Yeah.
So after the 23rd of September.
Would Thursday the 2nd of October at 9 a.m. work for you?
I've got the hairdressers that day. Sorry. Okay. I thought, that sounds good, an early one. What else do you have?
We could do the following week, the Thursday at 9 a.m. if you were after an early appointment, the 9th of October.
Oh, it doesn't have to be early. Is there anything in that first week of October?
Not in the first week, unfortunately. Emily's on leave for a couple of days.
Okay.
If we look at Tuesday the 7th of October at 11:30.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
All right. Tuesday 7th of October. And you're happy for that to be an in-person appointment?
The 7th of October, was it?
Yes.
Sorry, 11:30. Sorry, what was that question again?
Oh, I was just checking you're happy for that to be an in-person appointment. You don't need that by telehealth or anything?
No, I'll come in, yep.
All right, I'll book that one in for you now then. And then what I'll do is I'll send you an email and that'll have an intake form and that'll just have some information about fees, the location of the practice, that kind of stuff. Can I just check, would you be paying privately or is there NDIS funding or anything like that?
I can pay privately.
If you do have a referral or a mental health care plan or anything like that, you could also send that through and then we can process the Medicare rebate on your
Patient
for you as well.
I'm pretty sure the doctor would organise that for me. I'll just have to get back in to see her. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all good. You can do as well, if you can't get in to see her before the appointment, if you see the GP after the appointment and just get them to backdate the referral, we can still claim the rebate on that appointment.
Okay, great.
All right. I'm going to go book that in now and I'll send you the intake form. Do you have any other questions?
No, that's great. Thank you very much for your help.
All right. That's all good.
Thank you.
Bye.